Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. My name's Kim Congdon. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host,
Alex Carlotto. Hi, everybody. We have a very special episode for the people today.
We're so Kimmy. Excited about our guest. You guys know him from the Fighter and the Kid podcast and a bunch of podcasts out there.
You've got many.
A special out on Netflix.
The last one was on YouTube, on Thick Boy, Gringo Poppy, and then one on Showtime.
Hell yeah. It's Brendan Schaub, everybody.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. I mean, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. We texted you. I did not think you were going to DM me back.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you have like a lot of followers, and I am not verified.
A lot of people with a lot of followers just shut us.
They just really?
No answer.
They big time you?
Well, first they see women and they go, we're out.
No, you know what? I used to do a lot more podcasts because I do so many. It's rare I do other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then I got away from it for, you know, just being too busy. And then, yeah, when you reached out and you're a comic, you know, so I figure it's a safe space. And then you had Mark Norman on. So I did some research and I hit up Mark. Yeah. I'm like, yo, are these chicks cool? He's like, they're the best.
Awesome.
So I was I'm in.
Yeah, you heard that, people. Mark Norman loves us.
Yeah, Mark's the best.
Well, the only thing you were wrong about is this being a safe space. We don't censor. We say whatever we want.
Safe space meaning I'm not going to have to carry this whole thing.
No.
And it's going to be a Larry King interview.
Don't you hate it going to someone's podcast and you have to do their job? I'm like, I didn't want to host your podcast.
Yeah, it's like you could read this on Wikipedia. This is a simple Google search.
Please.
So grew up, you know, only child. Like, no, I have a brother, man. Come on.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like playing football? This is the question I can't stand. Have you had to do press like when you do touring?
I hate doing interviews.
But the radio, it's like just so old school. Like, here we are, Brenton Job. I got to ask you, what's tougher? Fighting the octagon, doing stand-up comedy. I'm like, I want to slip my fucking wrist. How about that?
You're like, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
This is the hardest thing.
Not walk out of your show.
Yes. And it's just like so just like general questions. Mm-hmm. So growing up in Denver, Colorado, ear's pretty thin there, huh? What's it like growing up in Colorado? You're like, dude, come on.
You're like, Colorado, they passed weed, right? And you're like, please.
I
hope something tragic happens to you so we have something fun to say on the podcast. Yeah. That's what I want to tell the host.
Have you ever seen Bobby Lee or Tom Segura when they do, they don't have to do it now, Tom especially, when they do local press and they just Mark too. Norman.
Curveball answers are the best. God. That's the way to play it. I feel if you're bored and you want to be having fun, then it's up to you to have some fun.
That's a confidence thing. Like Tom went on one. It might have been Seattle or Portland. We all did the same one, and Tom played a rapper, and he doesn't get out of character. It is the best thing you've ever seen.
It's great.
I love it. Yeah, it is like the.
And it's also always like 6 a.m. Like people, it's the best.
I had one time I was. What was the situation? I was headlining somewhere and the club hits me up and asks me if I could drive a different headliner that's not on the show that weekend to radio that maybe at 6 a.m. and that maybe they would also let me on.
No.
Like, I go, are you texting me ask me to Uber for you?
That's the other thing is what people don't realize, that press is like you have to be up at 5 a.m. You've flown the night before.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
I'm like, don't disrespect me. I'm not getting up and driving someone to their show so I can maybe get on.
And then
I fucking clown do you think I am?
Then for the past 5 years, I just stopped doing it. I didn't need to do it. And then Joe Coy gave me a different perspective. He's like, no, dude, you do it all, man. He's like, you have no idea how many fans that could reach. He's like, you do it.
I mean, I kind of agree with that. Because it's especially, it's reaching the people who you're not already reaching with your shit. It's reaching the morning TV people, fucking middle America moms and shit.
Like KTLA here in LA.
Everybody wants them on your side.
KTLA is enormous.
Yeah. We should get on KTLA.
Yeah?
I'm gonna
if you can do your thing.
I have to hit up Casey himself.
If you can do your thing.
We had an episode where we put thermometers in our pussies to see who was warmer.
Interesting.
Do you think KTLA would be down?
Send them that for your sizzle. I'd be like, I think we'd be a good fit.
Listen, we don't do sex work, but we were thinking about dipping one Q-tip in each, one side of each Q-tip in each of our pussies and selling that.
A double cube.
I feel like
a
that
double
girl,
tip.
Yeah, that girl on TLC was selling farts.
People sell shit. Yeah, People sell farts. Yeah. The money's out.
First of all, you could sell shit to the doctor's office for $500 a shit. I learned that recently.
I sent that to you.
That's legit thing. Like, yes, that came from me.
Yeah, no, they want it for like fecal transplants, I guess, and shit like that. It's good.
That's right.
Your shit inserted into someone else's ass could save their life.
I mean, I'd rather do that than give blood.
That's how you're a hero. Simulation, dude. It's got to be a simulation. If you could take poop from one person's butt and save another person's life,
God is the writers
God's
of South Park.
A joker, dude.
Yeah, God's
a joker. He said, "Shit in each other's asses if you want your stomach ache to go
shit
away.
Shit in each other's asses if you want to live."
But is that 500? Is that more than donating semen or blood?
Yeah,
it has to be, right?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot more work.
Is it?
Than blood or, well, not more than semen.
I poop every day anyway. I don't want you to, I don't draw blood every day.
Yeah, but you gotta put it in the cup.
Sure.
But what if it's like just like a bag underneath you? You zip up the bag, you throw it in a box.
It's not a bag. I bet it's a cup.
Semen's, okay, you're right. I think it's a cup.
Yeah. You're not just doing a fucking brown bag of shit.
I imagine a clear Ziploc.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a small cup. It's gonna get messy.
A Ziploc bag would get so fucking messy.
Shitting in a Ziploc and sending it to him and be like, "Where's my check?"
No. It has to stay solid-ish, by assuming it can go into the other person. Yeah. You're not going to inject it into their
now
asshole.
Now you have to make sure the poop's the right poop.
See, when you talk about it, a lot of work.
It is.
That's
it
why
is
it's $500.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know you can't donate blood if you've gotten like a tattoo in the past like 3, 5, or 4 years.
Really?
Or if you're like iron deficient, if you have anemia. Yeah,
there's all sorts of weird shit. If you had COVID, you can't do it or some
really?
Shit.
Really? No one's going to be able to donate blood anymore. Yeah. Everyone's iron deficient with COVID. I haven't met anybody that's not.
Have you guys had COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had all three.
I've had all three. I'm hoping for monkeypox at this point.
You're going for the record.
What if I showed up here with monkeypox, just black
insane.
Spots all over my face?
That would be
you guys still do it?
No.
Really?
I'd start the cameras and then I'd be like, "Do you have monkeypox?" And then I'd be like, "Well, this is good. Get this." And I'd be like, "You need to get out.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Monkeypox."
Broad topics. Kicks out Brendan Schaub for monkeypox.
That'd go viral.
The numbers.
I should have just showed up with black spots all over my face.
Fake monkeypox? Yeah, I like that. Monkeypox is absolutely...
Little bug bites are starting to scare me.
Brutal.
I'm
me
like,
too.
Is it happening?
No. I mean, if you look at monkeypox, it's kind of a... It's more... I don't know how much... It's more of a gay thing.
Have you guys
That's what they're saying, but I think they've disproved that already.
Mm-mm. I got a guy who works for the city of California. Who runs all the analytics. That's why if they have a monkeypox vaccination, it's in West Hollywood in like the gayest district.
Like it's going to the gays for it's the new AIDS.
No,
not as dangerous.
It's not as bad, but
no, that's what we get canceled for.
Yeah, that the new AIDS misinformation. Yeah, that does it. All the shit you've been talking about.
Said horrible shit on
everything that we say. Take it with a grain of salt. We're fucking stupid.
Listen, if you know our podcast and you're a fan of our podcast, you already know we said episode 2. Everything from the past and the future is allegedly.
Okay.
And we stick by that.
We're not going to continue to say the word allegedly, but
you guys should know this.
We don't know
your
shit.
Fans know this, but does YouTube know this? Like I get flagged all the time.
YouTube is our
especially
daddy.
With COVID shit.
They don't flag us.
God.
No, they
you.
Have not flagged us.
It's like taxes. It's like you can avoid it for a little bit, and then eventually the government comes for
no,
you.
No. We sent you, the owner of YouTube, a little Q-tip, and they've been quiet. silent.
Tight
ever
move.
Since.
We said, "Mr. YouTube, sniff this."
Yeah, if YouTube would quit fucking with me, and if Instagram would unshadow ban me, I'll send them dick pics whatever they want, man.
We sent them a little Q-tip, and we said, "Guess who's who?" And they've been trying to guess ever since. They're too busy. You're trying to
yeah, maybe I'll get monkeypox and send them a dick pic, just with my spotted dick. I bet you haven't seen this. What's
I think
up?
The English eat that.
You know what's crazy is that I think guys, hold on, I've definitely seen that, you know those like surgeries, like people do those crazy fucking surgeries. One of them, you could put like beads under your dick
yes.
skin.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's a body modification yeah. thing to have like monkeypox dick yes. all the time. Like it's been in fashion since the 90s.
I know. Yep. You can put them in your eyes.
Yeah. There's that guy. There's like, I forget his name. Oh, the Black Alien Project. Do you know about this guy?
No.
He's like blown up on Instagram.
No.
Clearly mental health, but people are like, fuck yeah, keep going, dude.
Isn't that all of us though?
Yeah. This is a different level. If I showed up and you looked like the Black Alien Project, I'm out, daddy.
Okay.
He has like, it's the most insane thing you've ever seen.
Look, we got it.
Oh, nice.
But he's going to split his dick in two. And then he has those beads in his head and all over. He cut two of his fingers off, so he has a claw. This guy's crushing.
What the fuck are you going to do with two dicks?
This guy's crushing it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not even two dicks. It's two half dicks.
Here's the thing. Aliens would come down and be like, what the fuck is going on
That's
here?
Not us.
You don't have two dicks. Yeah. How dare you? This is offensive.
I just don't even know what he's going to fucking do with his
He's basically doing blackface to aliens. Like aliens would come here and be like, dude, what the hell is this?
He's doing blackface to aliens.
That's
so true.
Aliens are like, dude, what the hell?
Who you're right. Who wants
a split
How
dick?
Much dick does this man have that he can cut it in half and have enough dick to keep going?
Now that's what I was saying. How
on
big
both
is this
sides
dick?
Of this thing? I got to be turning my head left and right and giving attention to the whole split.
The other thing is he's not a bad looking dude. Like he's in shape.
I
like
know.
There's before and afters. Like he has a before and he's like a decent looking dude. You're like, what are you doing, bro?
Would you lick a split dick like a pussy?
Well, but also his tongue split
how's it
too,
work?
like a lizard.
He loves to split his thing.
But it's also like, bro, lizard or alien? Pick a lane, dude.
Yeah,
lizard or alien? Because it's more lizard than alien to me.
But I like the idea of some aliens being lizard-like. I don't mind that. Lizard,
I'm down for that.
Lizard aliens?
Look at them.
No.
That's mental health.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Asher is really funny.
And you know that, like...
Oh, here's my question for you, ladies. Do you think he gets chicks?
Yes.
I think That's he gets chicks. Not only that, I think he's a really nice guy with a supportive family. I don't know why.
That's I don't think he has any daddy issues. Mm-hmm. I think this is all just, you know, clear and he's been hugged as a baby. I think he's good.
I know a girl on TikTok who used to be like, you know, like very...
She knows a girl on TikTok. Fucking psycho bitch.
Yeah. And I read an audiobook last week. I know this girl. There's this girl on TikTok who used to be like blonde, very like quintessentially American girl, cute, and is now like got like eyeball tattoos that made her entire eyes
black.
Oh, like
prison style?
Like, I think she's got like a cross tattooed on her face and stuff. And yeah. She's very all about, like, her whole page is about, like, my family loves me.
Yeah.
I just like this.
Yeah, that's a lie. BetterHelp.com, promo code shop. Yeah, that's a complete lie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 It's true.
She's doing something for attention because she didn't get at home.
It's true.
I agree.
Well, there's
I
also
do.
Like, people are really fucked up. There's a whole thing where people have like this feeling inside of them where they feel like they have too many limbs. And like, it's like mm-hmm. a thing where they have to go to other countries and they'll get a leg or an arm surgically
amputated
removed.
For fun.
I'm glad you brought that up. Black Alien Project, his next big thing, he's going to amputate a leg.
Yes.
Because he thinks aliens only have one leg.
Yes. So
he's crushing
it. Makes sense. Why would an alien have only one leg?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they say that they like, it's an anguish, like a pain in their life that they feel like they have this thing that they need off of them.
There was a girl.
So thing is, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they get it removed, they go, I'm happier. They're like hobbling. They're like, I'm happier than I've ever
like
been.
I'm better. Shoes are half price. Yeah.
A chick a few years ago, her doctor helped to blind her because
yes.
she felt that she was supposed to be blind, that
Go
she
blind.
Was missing
I don't give
out.
Fuck.
Well, I saw her picture and I'd want to be blind too.
That's a tough gig.
She wasn't the cutest girl.
She's just a warlock. She's like, I just want to be blind.
I feel like I was supposed to be born blind.
Hey, catch me after a bad binge week. I'd blind myself too, sweetie.
Yeah, my thing, do it. As long as you don't force me to go blind.
No,
you know what I'm saying? As
do
you
whatever
push
you
that
want.
On me. Yeah, I don't
give
a fuck.
Give a shit.
No, even with alien guy, go ham, dude.
Go
Keep
ham.
Going.
As long as you're
get
not
a tail.
Like, the problem where I get in is where you make it my problem. If you're bleeding from your thing and it's everywhere on the street because you keep getting these surgeries,
or
then
like,
you're
or
like,
I have to see, even to the point of seeing this guy hop around on his one leg at the grocery store, I'm like, what's this guy doing
here? Yeah, or if
he's
showing up to my favorite restaurant.
What's
if you show up my favorite restaurant trying to eat with his fucking split tongue. postponed. Oh, yeah. Now you're making me sad. Yeah. Now you're affecting my life, dude. This is my favorite restaurant. I can't come anymore.
Yeah, no.
Truly, I don't like it. I can't eat ice cream with that guy in front of me.
Not
like,
Alien like... Black Redemption or whatever his name is, ruining Nobu.
Alien Project. But yeah, you fucked up Nobu for me. Could you find a different spot?
How'd you get a reservation here?
Who the fuck let you in? What, this riffraff. No, but he... my thing is, I bet he does. I was talking to Theo about this. I bet he gets chicks because there's like a weird kink about it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only one. It's like with Armie Hammer. Like, he has a documentary coming out, so all his shit's popping back up. I heard that his DMs like blew the fuck up with girls being like, oh, I'm so into this.
No. Like, girls went nuts. Like, girls like who weird. Are like, please eat me alive.
Yeah.
No.
Ew. How horny do you have to be like, eat me alive? Eat my finger too.
Yeah, what daddy fuck? Issues you have where you're like, eat my toe. Like, what the fuck? No.
Do you think he was really a cannibal?
No, not at all. I think he was a fetish and it just got out of hand.
Don't they all?
I mean, like he
did. Unfortunate, really.
No, this is my question. So he says he's been going to rehab and Robert Downey Jr. paid for rehab. Where the fuck is there a cannibal rehab and how many people are in it?
Oh,
and when they go on lunch, is it just awkward? Like, lunch break and there's just food out and he's like,
that's a great point. How specialized do the rehabs get when you become super rich like that?
You have
to
purposely put hair in the food.
Like teeth? Like, is there teeth in that roast beef? Yes. We want you guys to feel at home, all right? We don't trigger anybody. Don't eat each other. That's rule number one.
Cannibal rehab is hilarious. How it's hilarious like, is that? They wake up in the morning, an alarm goes off. They're like, we're missing someone! Yeah.
Like, Dave, did we have an accident last night?
Dave's got blood.
There's blood all over his lips.
You ever see a kid, they get into the chocolate?
Yeah. Yeah. But also, who decided to start that rehab? What fucking psychopath's like, dude?
A cannibal.
There's nobody out there that will listen to me.
You don't think it's part of a different rehab? You don't think
it's not a 12-step program like Alcohol Anonymous? You know what I'm saying? Cannibal rehab?
I was almost picturing one guy's there for like a drug addiction and the other guy is at the same place for being a cannibal.
Who's going to relate to it though?
Like, story time?
My name's Gary. I murder and eat people. What do you do? Meth? How about meth?
He's like, I smoked too much pot and forgot my kid once.
You know what? It might be good though, because the people think they have problems when Gary speaks, who is an actual cannibal. The guy who's doing meth is like, you know what? It's not that bad for me.
I can just get back to my regular cannibal life. Yeah.
I mean,
hey guys, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking here to auto mechanics as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm here to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or a girl, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One last time, rockauto.com. And what's cool is that their prices are already so low that you do not need a promo code from us. But when you go there, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
Well, people gotta eat people sometimes.
Listen, I could see becoming a cannibal if, let's say, you get into like a car accident when you're a young child and your parents both die in the front seat and you're miles and miles away from the rest of the world.
And you gotta eat your mom's
ass. You gotta
ass.
Eat your mom and dad to survive you from a week
who
or two till
first?
They find you.
Who are you eating first, mom or dad?
That's such a good question.
Ooh. Is it gay if I eat my dad first? Yeah,
for some reason, I was inclined to eat my mom first. I don't know why.
I would eat my dad first because I'd need to get the
nutrients.
I'd need to get the grossed out feeling of eating my mom. Like, I'd need to be used to eating a human before I moved on to my mother.
I don't know why eating my dad feels grosser than eating my mom.
It is grosser, but then it gets you used to it. You know it's what, like eating the worst thing first.
Ladies, I'd rather starve. How about that? Is that an answer here?
My mother's dessert. Yeah. And I stand by that.
What would it say about me if I was like, oh, I'd eat my mom's tits for sure?
That's actually a great part to eat first.
Yeah.
What, no.
Fat.
They're fatty.
No, because deep down inside her soul, she'd remember her baby boy and then produce a little bit of milk for you.
Full circle. Full circle.
I don't believe that. I feel like I would go. First of all, I would want to kind of dip a toe in. I'm not going for the big meaty parts first. I'm gonna have not going some for the hands forearm. And stuff. I'm gonna have some forearm, maybe some bicep first.
Some tough meat. Some tough meat.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's meat. Gonna be nutrient dense though.
That's fair. Also, your career's over because like, oh, how do you survive? Oh, eat his mom and dad.
Yeah, you can't get on stage after that.
Hey, anybody no. else eat their mom and dad?
I had a weird plane ride earlier.
I feel like this is what happened when you were young that inspires you to eventually become a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, it's the villain story.
This is your villain story.
I think it's too far. I think that's what inspires you to become reptilian, alien, hop on one foot.
No, 100%. Actually, it is what inspires you to continue being a cannibal.
It's a bad
forever.
Origin story, man. Yeah. It's a shitty X-Men.
The thing about being a cannibal, too, is I understand it a little bit because I'm like, there's not enough meat. I'm over. Like, it's all the same now. It's like chicken and fish and like, where's the new meat?
Are you sure there's been discussion?
Where's the new meat? Have you had like zebra and shit?
I want zebra.
Lion?
I was just thinking zebra. A zebra. Too. I want to try zebra. Have you tried it?
No.
Can you eat zebra?
I don't think zebra so. Would taste very good.
How do we
In
know?
Africa, I'm sure.
We probably tried it.
In Africa, they eat zebra.
Zebra sounds, don't they say horse meat isn't good? It's like
no
rough.
Horse meat, it's like
tough
a delicacy. No, it's nice.
No, it's nice?
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
Like
really?
A, like and a by filet mignon of horse.
Asians.
Cut that.
You guys haven't been flagged till I came on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know. The animal that we don't eat that I think would taste the best.
People eat kangaroo. I'll bet they're tasty.
Kangaroo seems like a good
I've had kangaroo in Australia.
Is it tasty?
I toured in Australia. It's weird. Eating a kangaroo, they're cool. You know? I don't like to eat cool animals.
But pigs are cool.
Pigs are so cool.
You know, I don't really fuck with pork. Some bacon and
cows
but other
are
than that,
cool, dude. Cows are the coolest.
See, I like cows. I eat a lot of steak. Cows are cute.
It's actually cute and
baby
it tastes
cow?
So good.
I know.
It actually fucks me up. It's like one of the things that I'm really not being true to myself about because I truly don't know where I stand. I love beef so much and I love cows so much.
I know where I stand. I'm going
to
keep eating it.
It hurts
but
me
also,
to eat
if
it though.
You don't
Did you have
eat
something,
it, somebody's
Xavier?
Gonna eat it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
Yeah, apparently you can eat kangaroo. Or no, you can eat kangaroo. They just say it's more gamey, like you're saying.
Mm. Yep.
Like a little strong taste.
Yep.
People, I guess, don't eat zebra. Muscles are really small.
Really?
Not the zebras I've seen. There's some jacked fucking zebras out
there. Scrawny zebras out there.
Individual muscle groups are like so small.
Oh, word. Here's the other thing. Zebras have the big black ashy dicks too, man. Zebras got dicks on them.
I would have guessed
I'm back on team zebra then.
I'm telling you, big black dicks, zebras.
Now you're talking about language.
Science.
I mean, it was 50-50. They could have had little white dicks, dude.
Yeah. No, they could have a little striped dick.
They could have had striped dicks.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know way too. I have my master's degree in dicks.
And,
yeah, it's
and
not
zebra
good.
Cock?
Just animals in general.
Oh, shit.
Way too into it. Yeah, I've had, what else? Crocodile, alligator, kangaroo. That's about
crocodile.
It.
Crocodile. I've had alligator.
What about bear?
I don't mind eating alligator because they're assholes, right?
Yeah, no. That's
like
fine.
I'd eat great white. I have no problem eating a great white.
I'll bet that would
or
taste
like a tiger
shit.
Shark.
Mm. I'll bet sharks taste so
sharks,
oily.
Sharks saved my life.
What?
How?
What? This is a true story. I had really bad childhood asthma when I was a kid. Like really
so
fucking bad.
So does my
bad.
Son. Yeah.
Before I was five, and I was hospitalized
it's
like
horrible.
Once a month mm-hmm. for like weeks at a time. I was on ECMO at one time. I think it's called where they like wire you up because you literally aren't breathing on your own. You're mm-hmm. like the tube's breathing for you, and it was so bad. My dad was so upset. He said he was at this store in Puerto Rico once, and this little old lady came up and was like, "How's your daughter's asthma?" Because she knew I was in the hospital, and he's like, "It's not good." And then. She told him to go out into the ocean. This is a true story. Catch a shark. My dad was a fisherman. So cut the fin off. And then to take the fin, put it on aluminum foil, leave it on the roof in Puerto Rico so, like, the sun hits it all day.
Yeah.
And then take the oil that comes off of it from the sun. And then she gave me I'm going to get murdered after this by the government.
This is the cure for cancer.
Yeah, and then my dad said exactly, and I remember this when I was a kid. I remember him chasing me around the house with the stinkiest, fishiest.
Oh, I bet.
He would try to sneak it into my drinks. It was like the fishiest, most disgusting thing, and he would force it, and I hated him.
Shark that's been out in the sun all day.
But it worked.
A week later, never had breathing problems
so,
again.
So, take away from that story, that lady was a witch, right?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Lady's
yes.
a witch, and yes. it worked.
And how
Black
did she
magic.
Find my dad and be like, I know the kid.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like weird. He was like, she walked up to him at a shop.
Here's my question for your pops. What kind of shark was it? Was it like a blue, like a black tip, like a bullshit shark? Are we talking like real deal, bull shark, tiger shark?
I'd have to ask him.
Please
I'll
ask
bet
him.
It was,
I will ask
like
him.
Mako.
Please ask him. Not yeah. Mako would be super rare, but yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I huge. Out of all the sharks,
aren't they in? I feel like they're on the East Coast now.
Makos?
I don't know.
No.
No? No.
I've never heard of a Mako, and maybe I'm Florida, crazy. So.
Mako, they're really fast. They're dope looking. Yeah.
Are they like, oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but he swears by it, and that's why I want to get a shark tattoo.
You should. That'd be sick.
I want to get a great white specifically. You should. But I should find out the shark first. Not me giving credit to the wrong shark on my arm.
Yeah, but you don't want to get like a bullshit shark. You need a tiger, bull, even if it was some bullshit shark, lie to us.
Yeah.
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 There are Makos on the East Coast. Sorry, I had to.
Jesus Christ, Alex.
I like that. I like that.
Listen.
Do you feel better?
A girl can't be wrong for too long, all right?
Now, when you say East Coast, you mean like New York, all that shit?
Because
they're not in New York. It's too cold up there.
New England.
It says, really, Makos are in New York?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Okay. Up to New England.
I was thinking hot waters.
Florida's pretty hot water.
I think that most sharks go all over the planet, though. I think like a lot of the sharks could make it from the Caribbean all the way fucking up to Canadian waters. I think they swim.
Mm-hmm.
They cover ground, water.
I mean, you know your sharks.
I guess so.
Are you a Shark Week girl?
Just call me Sharky.
Don't call her that. Just call her Alex.
Please don't call her Sharky.
Just call her Alex. That's fine. So we have some questions for you.
Oh, no. Here we go. The legit questions.
I know you did.
No more
fun.
Said,
you said no more fighting questions.
No. Bring it.
We're a silly podcast, but it's time to get a little serious. You can't just joke around.
We can't just
talk about sharks and black
tug
zebra
our dicks the whole episode.
You can't talk about guys turning to aliens all the
fucking show. No, we're a serious podcast, and we say serious.
And that's
things.
Why I came for the serious business.
And we get to the root of the issues, really.
So,
fire away.
So, Brendan, we know that you were a fighter in the UFC,
mm-hmm.
And that's incredible. And we just want to ask you, who is has known. The biggest dick in the UFC?
Rashad Evans.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
I think so. I mean, it'd be tough
to beat
it. Does
he talk about it out in public?
No, but he was a training partner of mine, and he used to not wear a cup. And when you're grappling, it was just like all... Like, if there's OnlyFans back then, me and him would make bank.
Oh.
Like, he would, like, transition over. I'm like, dude, get your big fucking
dick. I'm feeling the weight of a man's dick on your face while you're trying to get him off you.
Yeah,
he's brutal.
I don't know. He has a giant dick, though.
You know, I had a psychic one time told me my husband's name starts with an R.
Where is he from?
Rashad is from Michigan.
Oh,
damn it.
Man. If you said Atlanta, lives in Florida.
Great guy.
Sugar Rashad Evans?
Yep. Here's the thing. Yeah, he's my trainer. He's also my coach on Ultimate Fighter. He,
I've seen him.
Vegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vegan with a big schlong. We like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a girlfriend. Sorry.
It's a grass-fed dick.
He's a grass-fed cock. Okay. That's the only question we had about Mike.
That's it. That's it. Oh, thank God. It'd be fun if you're like, can you break down Dominic Cruz, Chito Vera for us? I'm like, wait, what the fuck is happening right now?
No, that's all I wanted to
know. Can you break
down
the bantamweight division for us, female, male?
I had to just pick my favorite fighter real quick. Now I have one.
Well, he's retired, though.
Oh,
what about the current
biggest dick in the
UFC? I don't know. I'm fighting like 10 years, so I don't know.
Who's the current biggest dick?
I don't know the dick game now.
Can you hop back into the gym and sniff around for us and come back with some notes?
I'm here for research, fellas. You don't even train. You just hang out in the showers. Yep.
So Alex is staying with me. She's in town. And first of all, do you think it's weird that we're both women? I'm in my 30s. She's headed there. And do you think it's weird that when she stays with me, we sleep in the same bed for like four nights in a row?
No, not at all.
That's not weird for women, right?
I think it's nice.
I don't think it's weird for women or dudes. I mean, if you're, you know.
But when you're older?
It might be a little gay. If you're like 50, you know. Like, then it gets creepy.
Yeah, you're right.
The way that I'll be so sad when the day comes that we're grown up enough that we don't sleep in the same bed when we're having sleepovers. No. I can't even handle the thought of that.
30's the new 20s, so you guys are fine. Right
awesome.
Now.
Okay. Yeah.
But now, if you have no reason to, like if you have a mansion or something and she's sleeping in your bed, all right. Getting a little weird. Yeah.
We've done it with no reason before, by the way. I had a guest room at my apartment, and we actually literally threw my boyfriend out of my bed so Kim could sleep.
That's kind of weird, right? I made him leave and go into the guest room so I could sleep with her.
That's a little weird. But she's like your blankie. Like my son has a blankie. He can't sleep without a blankie. She's
and
your
also,
blankie.
And also, we're best friends and we live across the country from each other, so we don't see each other so often.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
What
the
else
most
you
fun part of a sleep. Okay, well, is this weird?
Is this where we lick each other's assholes?
Well, close.
Fall asleep, I have to lick her ass. Yeah.
I don't know. I have a weird thing with my neck. I always have.
What's wrong with it?
It's like hypersensitive. I get like the skin right here is like, it's almost like a neurological thing.
When the
thing.
Podcast is over, she'll take that necklace off.
Yeah.
Like she can't even like, leave something around her neck for too long.
Sometimes something when the wind blows too hard. No, everyone asked me that.
Yeah.
But when you did ask me, you were like, did something, did you choke?
I said, were you born with the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck? Because it would have been a great reason for that.
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but my stepdad choked me once.
Yeah. That might do it. Yeah, so even that necklace bothers you.
Yeah, even that. Well,
so fuck wearing necklaces.
When I wasn't thinking about it, I couldn't feel it. But now I thought about it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I like as soon as I brought up my neck, I remembered it was there and I can feel it and it feels heavy. So I don't sleep with like a top on because when I sleep, I want this. I wear a lot of tube tops. I wear a lot of low-cut
You don't like
shirts.
Stuff around, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a whore. I just don't like stuff around my neck.
Sure.
A turtleneck, my worst nightmare. My worst fucking nightmare.
Well, it should be everyone's nightmare. Nothing's gayer than a turtleneck.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's your Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Then it can be a mock turtleneck. All right, go on.
Yeah. Steve Jobs in a turtleneck? Gay. Yeah. But anyways, I sleep topless next to her.
Still don't have a problem with it.
Not bad, right?
And you know what? I always sleep with pajamas on next to Kim because I feel like it's that one, that's the last step. Me getting naked is that last step
before we
being pretty fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, you guys are heading down a weird road.
We're heading down to scissor town.
But what kind of jammies are we talking about here? Top, bottom matching? Like old people jammies?
Little slutty jammies.
It could be slutty jammies. Oh, it's like sexy jammies. Matching. Last night it was literally just a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. It just depends on the night, honestly. But what's funny to me is
I don't have a problem with any of this.
Last night, Kim is warming me up to the idea that she's going to be a little more naked than the night before. Like all night, all evening, she's going around her.
I don't go to sleep without clothes on, by the way. I respectfully wear a shirt to bed and I wait till she's sleeping and then I take it off.
Pops it off.
I don't have a problem with this. You guys have a strict kind of protocol.
I'm actually, we do.
You guys have a really strict protocol just to make sure you're not gay.
It would
it's
have
kinda,
to be like 88 degrees for me to pop my shirt
it's
off.
It's almost
too.
Gayer the way we do it.
I don't think so.
No homo about
I don't
it,
think
dude.
So, yeah. You guys are very businesslike with this just so make sure you're not gay. Yeah.
So, like starting maybe an hour before bed last night, Kim's walking around going, it's gonna be a hot one tonight.
And you're all, yeah. You keep saying that shit. I'm just telling you, it's gonna be hot.
It's like, dude, I get it. You take your clothes off. I don't care. Please.
I didn't know how to break it to her that the pants are coming off that night too.
You're like, yeah. I mean, like real.
I don't know if the AC is gonna be enough tonight.
And are you just like, okay.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what
I don't have
happened.
A problem with this. You guys have a strict protocol, procedure.
Yeah. We're very no homo without once saying no homo.
Yes.
No, yeah.
We imply it.
Zero issues with this.
Yeah, zero issues.
Now, if you guys are 50 and you're successful and you're like headlining theaters and you're in a fucking mansion. Okay.
It gets a little weird. You're right. We gotta have to separate soon, eventually.
No, don't say soon.
You'll know she's reached a level of success when you're not sleeping together anymore. Oh, that's how we know. And 5 years from now, I'm like, hey, are you still sleeping?
Don't
with
let him say that to you. Soon.
I'm gonna say, are you still sleeping with Sharky? I'm like, no, actually.
Sleeping with Sharky.
Are you and Sharky still a thing? You're like, oh no, I haven't talked to her in years. I'm like, you made it.
No, Kimmy, I don't think you're like that. I think you're gonna tuck me in.
I'm gonna tuck you until the day I die, sister.
All right, guys, let's take another quick pause to talk about one of our favorite sponsors. This is for responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you guys want to get high? And I'm talking really high. Well, now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that are going to fuck you up. I use the gummies before bed. I use the vapes when I'm on the go. Both of them get me high. They're great. You know I'm a weed lover. And through this company, I've become a Delta 8 lover as well. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, head to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. You might be asking, what is Delta 8? Well, similarly to CBD, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states. But what makes it different than CBD is that this stuff actually gets you high. At yodelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order, which I think is super cool. If you told me when I was a teenager that I could type in a code to get money off my weed, I would have told you that you're crazy, that that feature is never coming, but I would have been wrong. So one last time, yodelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off your order. All right, let's get back to the show.
Tuck you into the guest bedroom though, right? That's how we know you reach success.
And I'll lay next to you and I'll sleep in the guest bedroom that night.
Yes. We have to get our Disney Channel original movie in before bed at least.
We love a Disney Channel original.
Sure, sure. And you're going to reach a level where you're going to have extra guest bedrooms and you'll watch that and she'll go over to her bed and you yell, good night, Sharky. And it's lights out.
Night, night, Sharky.
That would be nice to reach that level of success, honestly, where we don't, where we're both so fulfilled that we don't actually need to be each other
yes.
with each other 24/7 when we're hanging out.
I hope I'm fulfilled in that way in all regards one day. That would be fucking great.
At least you
great.
Have like a moment where you're going to know you've reached it, you know? Otherwise, just don't know.
I love that. I love that. That's How great. Old are you?
38.
38. Okay, so you're a little bit older than me. Not much. I'm very, very young. But yeah, we
Do
watched...
you want to play Guess Our Age?
Can. Can.
You said it, bitch. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I guess.
You know, I don't know these days, to be honest with you. I'm not even trying to get out of it. I don't fucking know anymore.
It's hard to
it's
tell.
Getting it's getting harder.
You look really young. You look really young. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's the pigtails. I don't know. You look fucking young.
It's definitely the pigtails. I help a lot.
Sweetie, I'm doing all I can these days.
But you'd be surprised. Like I watched that show Interrogation on A&E where someone like commits murder and then they're trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
And the guy wouldn't give up anything, but he killed a child. So he has an issue with kids. So the interviewer's like, we want to make him feel at home and comfortable. And she's like 50. She's like, so I put my hair in pigtails. I'm like, bitch. Oh. You need full-blown avatar makeup in order to look younger. The pigtails ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah, I was, I did the road with Sickler this weekend and I was wearing pigtails.
Oh, I love Ryan.
Yeah, and then I was like following him around and we'd get in the elevator with people and I'd go, thanks for taking me to the beach, Mr. Sickler, even though my best friend couldn't make it with us. And he's like, stop! Yeah. Stop! And I was like, it's just crazy that my best friend's dad would take me to a whole weekend in La Jolla.
Yeah, all by myself. Thanks for the six-pack of My Cards Lemonade and Legos.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I love strawberry wine. Yeah.
Every pedophile's kit, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we like to play the role. What can I say? It's hard being a woman.
How so?
Because you age so quick.
Because, yeah.
It depends on your ethnicity.
Yeah, it does. And I'm
you're
white.
White.
I mean, I'm Italian, but yeah. Italians
How
age
Italian?
For
How
sure.
Italian?
Half. A little more than half.
I feel like Italians embrace aging, though.
Yeah.
They don't like fit. I feel like... like
it's easy
Hispanics.
For you to say with your little Puerto Rican. Your feet look 19, no, by the way. Puerto My Ricans, feet look like I'm 40. Yeah.
You guys are good. White people, it's tough.
Like white people's
half of you, like, I don't know, it's half your face, whatever. It's like white people just, you hit 45 and it's just like fucking game, set, match.
I'm taking
match.
My glasses off to show just how much I've aged in the last year. You look younger than me.
Well, we, no.
You do.
Oh, remember,
he even said
who
it.
Who told me that? Tyga. Not the real Tyga.
Oh, there's another
not
one?
Not the real Tyga.
There's a Tyga who's 19 in the beach of Florida.
Oh, no. Tyga
who says
Cocoa
that
beach
Tyga
Florida.
Took his name.
Sure. Change your name though, right? Unless you get more famous,
but
change your
19.
Name.
Tyga didn't take your name.
He said, yo, no,
never.
He said, Tyga took my name.
Tyga's been Tyga for at least 11 years.
Oh, longer than that. Think how long Tyga's been famous.
How long is
it? Hot second.
Tyga's been around.
He's been famous for 15 years. The kid didn't name himself Tyga at 5.
No.
I assume that kid's like an influencer or some shit. TikTok kid.
Maybe it started. Maybe he named it at 5, but it started off Tyger.
Or maybe he didn't know. Maybe his dad was a big.
His dad was calling him Little Tyger.
Little
maybe
Tyger.
His dad was a big Tyga fan and was like, come on, Tyga. And he's like, all right, I guess that's my name. And he just wasn't privy to it.
Maybe he was right. If you were a woman for a day, what would you do? What's the first
I'll
thing?
I'll probably cancel somebody.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Use that privilege.
I haven't done that yet, but I'm saving it up for someone good.
Yeah, you only get one, all right?
You only so get one.
Good. Then after that,
we've
it's your crime
about
wolf.
This. You really do only get one.
You get one big one, though, but it has to be big.
You get out there accusing people left and right, you lose all credibility.
Listen,
sorry, honey.
Listen, sweetie. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, honey. People are going to start to think you're a tease.
Yeah. What'd you do to that guy?
Yeah.
Cancel someone would be nice. If I was a dude, I would spend my entire morning trying to find things to put my dick in. Like, I get it. As soon as I put myself into a mind, you know what? I would make an agreement with you right now.
Yeah. If you were a dude for a day, I would suck your dick just to show you how it feels. And I would hope that you would suck my dick in return if I were a dude.
Oh, not Sharky offering me a blowjob.
I would give you a blowjob.
Sharky?
I would give you a blowy.
Now you guys sleep in the bed. Seems a little gay, right? The first thing you're going to do is suck
your
dick.
I don't want you to waste half your day looking for a blowjob. Like, half of dudes' days out there.
The reload, I mean, that's going to please her for 2 minutes and then it's on to the
next. Only gets one day of this and but I want to make sure it happens
for
you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
And maybe you can confirm this. I think for a man, the chase is part of
correct.
So how about the thing.
I read a book one time called Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And
do they sell that at Barnes & Noble?
Probably, honestly.
I would really love to go on there.
Sir, can I help you find some? Yes, I'm looking for the book, How to Find Bitches.
Yeah, it was Why Men Love Bitches. And she was like saying like, basically like, when men are looking for pussy, they're like hunting. And it's like, hunters don't go out hunting just like it's the meat is like such a small part of
it's the chase.
Yeah, because you could also just have someone like you can't if you knew a guy was going hunting and you went and brought a dead elk to his door and you're like, I just found this for you, you're good.
He wouldn't be like,
yes, I wanted this meat.
Hunters like the challenge.
Yeah. So men are in it for like the hunt. Yeah. Right. That's what they like. They like to prey. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think one day of being a man, I don't think I would have I don't think I'd be able to convince a girl to suck my dick if I've only had one day to flirt with girls.
I would. I would get right on Tinder.
Oh, you know what I would do? No, Grindr, right?
Well, someone's sucking my dick.
Then you're looking for a man.
Somebody's sucking my dick. No. But I feel like your odds are better on Grindr. Because another gay dude?
I would want to fuck a girl, yeah.
I already fucked dudes as a girl.
Fair. You know
if I'm a dude, I need to know what's all the rage about pussy.
Sorry, I need some new pussy if I'm a man.
Looking for pussy, bro.
It feels nice to say, hey, we want to go out tonight and look for pussy?
Look for some pussy?
Yeah.
Want to go find some snatch?
Want to go licky a lolly?
Well, I feel sick. I don't know any guy that talks like that. But
hey, Alex. Want to go chase some snatch, Kimmy?
Want to go dive in some muff?
Yeah, I feel sicker. Yeah. No, what I would fly to, I think he's there. I'd fly to New York and put on some short jean shorts and see if Kevin Spacey's into me. That's what I'd do.
Just to mix it up.
Wait, if you were a girl? Headlines.
If I was a girl, yeah.
I have some bad news for you.
He doesn't like girls.
You picked the one man who wouldn't be into
you. That's the challenge. You just said we like challenges.
I see. You're still a man in your head as a girl.
I'm trying to flip him.
Wow.
And be like, gotcha, bitch. At midnight, I turn into a hairy 6'4", 250-pound dude.
I got some bad news for you. What? If you turn into a girl, you wouldn't want the challenge. You'd be at Spacey's door going, why doesn't he love me?
I'm FaceTiming you.
I'm like, Sharky, what do I do?
When guys answer this question, they never think as a girl. Like, my boyfriend was like, if I was a girl for a day, I would fuck just all the ugly dudes. I'd give them the option. I'd give them, like, that their day.
Now my question, don't take offense, is your boyfriend ugly?
No.
Because that's a very...
Also the producer of our podcast, and he's going to be so mad.
Wait, it's him?
Mad. No. He's our New York producer.
We can't tell anyone to cut that because it's him.
She paused. She went...
No. And then she looked at me and I looked at the table.
Yeah, you said nothing.
Well, the problem is...
Because my thing is, if his first reaction is, I would take care of all the ugly dudes out there.
No, he thinks he's hot. And I'm not saying I'm Brad Pitt,
but...
He thinks he's the hottest.
Yeah, this went south. I'm so sorry to your boyfriend. He's a very attractive man.
He's the hottest and he's the dopest and I think he's attractive, but I can't say that objectively he's hot because I was friends with him for 4 years without having
and
that
you know
opinion.
His personality. I'm sure he's got a great personality. He's one of the coolest people in the world.
I'm super into it, but I think I'm weird for being super into it and I think that's fine.
100%. That's your style.
That's my man's. You're going to stick by
that's
him.
That's my man's. I'm going to stick that's by him. That's
my man's. He's fine. He's a 10.
He's a 10 in my eyes, okay, honey?
He thinks he comes physically from a line of people that look like Jason Momoa.
He thinks he's down somewhere low.
He looks like Jason Momoa. I don't know what to
say. Yeah. Is he a big dude?
I'll show you him.
Jason, I heard running to pick her own picture.
No, she's like, I got one.
I got this.
You probably will find better pictures than me.
It's I don't.
I'll tell if he looks like Jason Momoa. Does he have any background in what is Jason Momoa? Was he Polynesian or some shit?
No.
Islander for sure.
He's any Momoa in there?
I mean, I guess they both have a beard, right?
They do both have a beard.
He's a white guy, though. He's not a bad looking dude.
He's so cute. He's adorable, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the red flag was when you said first thing you do as a chick is I would give back to all the ugly guys.
Like, he told me that he would like fucking wreck whatever girl's body he took for the day. He would wreck her reputation is what he said. I was like, that's crazy.
He would slut it up.
He thinks, yeah, but he thinks that that's how he would feel as a girl. That's not. That was the point I'm getting.
He'd just
getting to
be looking for love.
Think.
It sounds like he needs a hug.
Yeah, once you have a pussy, you just want to find that one.
Everybody wants to fuck you when you have a pussy. I got to tell you, it
makes sense.
It's not what you're looking
over
for.
It. You're like, I don't need any of that.
You ever ask a toddler for too many kisses and they start resenting kissing? Yeah, I started doing that with my nephew. He'd be like, hug me, and then he stopped wanting to hug me, and I'm like, oh, this is how women feel about men.
That makes sense.
It's like too much. That's good. They're like, go away.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Enough dick is enough.
Yeah. Enough. And usually when you let them have it, they don't even give you good dick. It's like all this chasing?
Yeah.
For what?
I get it.
Anyways, this has been a fun hour.
Is that all the questions?
Yeah, I mean.
That's not too serious.
No, that's it. We're a very serious pod and we play no
I think
jokes
we figured it
here.
Out.
Did you have fun on our podcast?
I had
with
such
us?
A good time. You guys are great.
Was this
Mark
what you
Norman
expected?
Was right.
He was right.
You know what? I came in not expecting anything. I didn't good. Do. I didn't watch an episode. I just called Mark, and he was like, "They're great." I'm like, "Cool, I'm in."
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming in and doing our podcast.
Yeah,
us.
Keep crushing it.
Thank you.
Keep sleeping together. It's not weird.
It's
Tell
not
your
weird.
Boyfriend I'm sorry. Okay, Sharky, get a shark tattoo next time I see you.
Yes. He doesn't want your sympathy. I know it.
Where can people find you?
Instagram, social media is just my name, Brendan Schaub, and then my YouTube's Thick Boy.
Cool.
Yep.
All right, Alex.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like the show, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code Topics, TOPIX. You get a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more.
Hell yeah. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank, anywhere you find podcasts. And we'll see you.
Will you play video games on Twitch?
Yeah.
Dope.
Hell yeah.
Got it.
You got to get on it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.